there was a story yesterday about a little town somewhere. Here it is. Oh, little town in Illinois, you may not see a gun. Village bans semi-automatic weapons. Residents must remove from home or face up to $1,000 fine per day. This has the MAGA faithful out there in fits of apoplexy. It is the end of days. The Terminator himself has come to claim the carcasses and the victims. It's over. The American Republic can't possibly survive without semi-automatic weapons in the village of wherever. Now, some of this is just chalked up to the fact that I never would have seen this and I never would have heard about it 15 years ago. And I certainly never would have heard anyone else's opinion on this 15 years ago. I just wouldn't. Social media has made all this possible. So I take some of this with a grain of sand or with a grain of salt or whatever it is. It's a big grain. They with salt in the glass. Big grain of the salt. yeah, there's big giant grains of salt on the glass here. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that people have basically been federally and constitutionally ignorant for my entire adult life. I just didn't know that. I just never read anything about them. Rulemakers in the village of Deerfield, Illinois, have voted unanimously to ban semi-automatic weapons, rifles along with pistols and shotguns with certain features. Deerfield also voted to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. The ban passed Monday night outlaws any weapon the village leaders deem assault weapons, including AR-15s, But the ban also includes semi-automatic rifles, pistols, and shotguns with certain features. Deerfield High School student Ariella Karish said at a public hearing, "This is our fight. This is our generation's fight, and we're going to keep fighting. Thank you for being a part of that." The new ordinance takes effect June 13th. Residents who still have banned weapons after that date face up to $1,000 fines per day. The new ordinance was modeled on a ban put in place in Highland Park, Illinois, which went to the United States Supreme Court. The high court led a lower court ruling allowing the ban to stand. If Highfield Park, if Deerfield, if more towns say no to this type of weapon, maybe the state of Illinois says no, said Deerfield Village Mangler Kent Street. Maybe the federal government says no. What a monstrosity this is. Tangled wicked web that I'm going to have to try and unpack here. Opponents said the ban would make residents less safe. Yes, if you don't have a weapon with a bump stock attached to it, you are certainly going to die. The Mohammedans, the jihadis, the militia people, the Klansmen, the Black Lives Matter folks, they've targeted your town. They're going to march in the street. They're going to bang on the door, kick it down, and they're going to kill everyone inside. "You are the bureaucrats that Thomas Jefferson warned us about," said Deerfield resident Dan Cox. "There were a lot of emotional arguments and not a lot based on facts," said Daniel Easterday. According to CBS Chicago, Deerfield is a very crime-free community, but not anymore. You people, now that the residents of Deerfield have had their tactical nukes taken away, you can bet believe the Canadian Mounted Army is on its way to kill, maim, rape, pillage, and otherwise make havoc. Larry Nordahl of Deerfield cited their rights under the Second Amendment. You know what? I'm actually starting to agree with the retired Supreme Court justice who said the Second Amendment ought to be repealed. Because you people out there in the perverted manner in which you have been taught American history, federalism, the Constitution, and the first 10 amendments have made it